play stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Banter with the Boys.
Horns up, baby.
To YouTube and Facebook. What's up?
What's up, Facebook?
You may notice I have a Hawaiian shirt on today. It actually has airplanes on it, too, because I'm a nerd and I like Oshkosh air show. But anyway.
A little Cessna on there.
Yeah, for sure. Cessna Piper, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's beach now. It's beach time. The season's over, so I figured I'd just go full beach mode.
Yeah, I mean, and us living in Minnesota, beach is about the perfect thing we're thinking about right now.
That's all we think about.
-4 outside right now, so.
Yeah, the feels like is probably more, less than that.
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross, but yeah, anyway. Season's over.
Yeah, whatever. So now we look forward to next season, the Vikes winning the division.
And the Super Bowl.
And this is, well,
where are we winning the Super Bowl next year? SoFi?
No, I thought that was the year after that. Where is it next year?
Ooh, Levi.
Kev's on it. Kev's on it. By the way, thanks, Kev, for being here all season. Does all the work for us behind the scenes. It is at Levi's. Good call.
Yeah. Good call. Well, it goes Levi, SoFi, somewhere else, then back to SoFi.
Really?
Yeah.
SoFi three times that quick?
Yeah, I think it was three of the next four Super Bowls are in California.
Mm. Whatever. Well, I mean, it's good weather.
Hey, yeah.
It's good weather. It's going to be better weather than here.
Well, you know, what day I'm
because when the Super Bowl was here, it was super cold. So
exactly.
For the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? So whatever. Anyway, before we go any further, obviously, we just want to let you know this episode is brought to you by the Cappy. This little nifty device. Look at it on Facebook Live right there. You just saw it right there in the camera. It can open your can, and then you flip it around, slide it back on the tab, close it, and then you can spin that thing back around, and now it's not sealed, right? It's not going to be airtight, but it's going to keep the mosquitoes out of it.
The
elements, you know, when you're at the bonfires this spring.
Or doing a little...
That's what we're waiting for here around these parts.
Or even a little woodworking in the shop, you know, because February is kind of a dead month. There's not much really going on. So we got all the way till about March 1st before really...
You do a lot of woodworking? I mean, you built the set.
I did.
Rob built the set. Yeah. He does do woodwork.
I do. And now I have a farm, too, so like we're going to get aggressive on
it. Tell him about that four-pack.
Well, there it is. The four-pack right there. You can see it on both sides. Pick it up on Amazon. It's a great little stocking stuffer, little gift, you know? Anyone that drinks...
Stocking stuffer for Christmas 25?
Hey, Easter. You can do Easter stocking stuffers.
Easter basket. Stocking stuffer, basket stuffer. What do you call those? Whatever.
Easter basket.
Doesn't matter. I don't think it matters.
Path.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, you know. Anyway, with that, Kev, let's head right into our the big game recap, the Super Bowl recap. With that, we already all know. We don't want to spend a ton of time on it, but you're here because you want to hear about our opinions, I guess. I mean, if you've been here this long all season,
true,
you probably want to hear what we have to say about the Super Bowl. But Eagles getting the win, 40-22 over the Chiefs. The script broke, you know. No three-peat for the Chiefs.
It was over quickly.
It was over fairly quickly.
You know? And it was one of those games, I think, about the first quarter is really when I kind of started mentally checking out that this game is probably going to be over, to be honest. And then the commercials, there was nothing that really caught my eye. There was a couple funny ones, I thought.
But that's what it's been for the past few years. You know?
I don't know.
I feel like commercials, Super Bowl commercials haven't been good since I've been in, like, middle school. For you, it'd be different.
Fair.
But for me, it was middle school.
But does he think like they got too politically correct or they're scared
Kev's doing money, which is true.
Money.
Which is true.
Fair.
Which is true. Is that for the commercials this year?
Yeah,
$8 million.
But like Doritos and Budweiser, then I mean,
Doritos used to hold competitions.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could submit your own videos and make your own commercial and stuff, and they'd pick the fan commercials.
Yeah, and then you always had like the Budweiser frogs. I mean, that's all really old school. But like they just had a bunch of different stuff.
Budweiser frogs.
Budweiser.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Come on, man. Catch up with the days here.
Yeah, I guess. I gotta catch up. Okay. No, I agree with you. Nothing really intriguing. And then the game was a complete blowout, as we know. 24-0 at half.
Yeah.
Now, I'll take this blame. Last week, I did say that the biggest thing would be to keep Saquon contained in between the tackles. And I would argue that the Chiefs' defense, that was like the only thing they did, was kind of keep him contained. I mean, he had under 100 scrimmage yards.
Which,
by like 3 yards. But like he had under 100 scrimmage yards, which I did not expect going into the Super Bowl. But he did have a stellar season carrying them.
I mean, he probably had top five, top three running back. But a really interesting scenario.
Yeah, where did he finish? Probably second.
What? For
yards and rushing yards in the season?
Yeah, but I think his dynamic ability to, you know, catch the ball, run the ball, and
he's a game changer.
It was an awesome
You have
thing.
To game plan for him.
But do you remember that first drive when the Eagles went down there and ended up tush pushing? I actually told one of the guys who were sitting there watching the game, I go, what if this was Barkley's only opportunity to score a touchdown?
And they tush push instead. I mean,
they tush push.
He'd rather have the touchdown all day.
But Barkley, he never, as a team. But it ended up playing out just for like sure. He didn't end up scoring a touchdown.
For sure, but I think he would just take the touchdown all day, no matter what.
Like, I think Super Bowl victory. Yeah. But
I actually wanted to bring up the tush push again, because what again is the rule? You can't grab the runner and physically push them in, because that's exactly what happened.
I think you could push, you just can't pull.
Is that what it is? Is that what the difference in the rule is?
I don't know.
Facebook Live, if you're listening, somebody jump in there. That might be right. Like, you can't turn around and pull them in or whatever.
Because I think that one time they did call it. Maybe that was a college game, too, though.
Because I don't know if it was Goddard or whoever was behind him. Literally went up, put two freaking big old meat hands on him and pushed him in. Like, wait a minute. I thought the definition, you can't literally push him in, but I can't remember, but whatever. But
I mean, if I had to get rid of anything, it'd be the assistance from the other players would be the rule.
Yeah,
because
then it's just a quarterback sneak, though.
But I'm also going to give that, you know, Jalen Hurts squats 500 pounds, too.
Oh,
so,
no.
Like,
Jalen Hurts is a beast.
That guy's a dog, too. So a lot of that.
Hopefully
all
his
him.
Hate stops now. You know, a lot of people have been hating on him, whatever. We've kind of just said all year that he does just enough to get by, because that's all he needs to do.
Yep.
And again, I mean, he pretty much did it again. You know, he's done what he's done all year, and it was, you know, good for him. I'm glad he got a Super Bowl.
He just doesn't turn over the ball. I mean, that's, I think, the key factor for him. And then a game like this, when it's out of hand real quickly, that he didn't have to make a lot of tight throws, and, you know, everything was pretty simple. So
that tush push was a second touchdown, right, of the game?
No, the first one.
First one. How do you feel about that offensive pass interference early on that first drive on AJ Brown?
I actually threw that out on the Facebook too as a question. I thought it was pass interference on the offense, especially hands to the head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious how you felt.
Well, like, how did you feel?
I leaned more towards let him play it out. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's the hand of the face, like you said, right? Like, if somebody's like this, you're like, that's annoying. You know? And that's by definition. Hands to the face, he's going to call PI, but he never shoved or anything, you know, it just kind of worked its way up there, which, you know, if that's the penalty, you got to call it, right?
And then he caught a little of the face mask, turned his head, and I think that's what kind of made him trip. Like, if they were hand fighting, like, the 5 yards prior to that, then I'm like, cool, let him play it out.
Sure.
But there wasn't really a ton
that
of hand fighting,
the field,
you know,
like,
it was just the first contact really was AJ Brown too. McDuffie,
sure,
you know, so
fair enough.
But that didn't slow the. That was the one thing the Eagles did wrong all day.
No, for sure. The one thing. So there's that call, right? People had an issue with. Well, Chiefs fans had an issue with the no call on the Patrick Mahomes fumble, and he got clobbered. Well, technically, the ball's already out.
Yep.
You know, so by rule, it's the loose ball. Like, yeah, he's fair game, kind of. You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
That one, unfortunately. But other than that, those are kind of the only two calls that really stuck out massively that I've seen anyway that people were having issue with. So maybe...
Did you feel like the refs maybe kept the flags in the pocket a little harder 100%. Just because of the controversy?
Yep.
And then when Travis Kelce came out, when the reporter goes, hey, if you had to ask us a question, what would it be? It'd be like, you know, why are you guys talking about this ref stuff? And then the refs union, I think, came out and said some stuff, you know, like, you know, all 138 part-time refs would not do anything like that. It's against their integrity and everything they stand for. So, and that's another thing. Why don't we have full-time refs?
You do take pride in that, but yeah, that's a great question.
We'll talk about that later, but
why? Well, why? Why is there not full-time refs?
I don't know. The billion-dollar companies can't afford 128 more employees, I guess.
I mean, I guess. You know. I guess. So while we're still talking about the Eagles, kind of, in a way, Devontae Smith, too, becomes the first Alabama player drafted to score a touchdown.
Really?
Rushing or receiving. Obviously, there's been some quarterbacks, right? Now, I forgot both of their names. Awesome. Good job. Really long time ago, way before my time, probably before your time, too.
Probably. Back when Forrest Gump played, probably.
Yeah, way back, you know.
Run, Forrest!
But, yeah, first Alabama player drafted to score a touchdown in a Super Bowl, specifically. Sorry, I didn't finish the Super Bowl part, but we're talking about the Super Bowl. Yeah. I think that was implied. But he is, you know, as a reminder, he's also won, you know, a national championship in college, a Heisman, and now also a Super Bowl. Which I believe he may. I don't know if he's the only Alabama player to do that.
So is he a Hall of Famer almost then, by technical, you know?
At Alabama, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
At Alabama, maybe.
Yeah. That's. If yeah, we'll have to look at his stats.
Not if you just scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl, right?
Well,
you're
a Super Bowl
winner. He's on his way to having a pretty solid career already, you know. You are a Super Bowl champion now.
Yep.
So but that's I think at Alabama, that's a pretty, you know, you might. Might be Alabama Hall of Fame or Ring of Honor, whatever they do down there.
Is he the only one that's ever done that?
Tell us. What's up?
Natty, Heisman.
There's no way he's the only one to ever do that.
Well, I'm gonna, how many? Well, there's only probably what,
there's only
70 Heisman winners. So
let's see. Because I put that down for a reason, but.
maybe Kevin can look it up in the background while we're plugging away.
Yeah, but anyway. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting tidbit, but. Other than that, I mean, yeah, we kind of covered everything.
The Eagles just dominated that front four. I mean, I think I saw a stat. First time a Super Bowl winner has blitzed zero times.
They never had to, though.
You know, and that's pretty much the story of that whole game. I mean, when you can attack an offense with four down linemen constantly and get consistent, actually, I would say more than consistent pressure in this last game against.
Just dominant.
Just Patrick Mahomes was just, he was starting to see ghosts.
And I hate the Eagles, but it was so fun to watch such a dominant defense.
Yeah, it was really
like
good.
You said, the front four, but the front seven, the whole defense. I mean, everybody was just on it. So.
And Brandon Graham, I saw playing.
He did
we were
play,
talking
yep,
about
he
that.
Did get his, he did get his chance to play in this one. We got a tackle even.
Yeah.
But Josh Sweat had a great game.
He did. Free agents. Both of those guys are free agents coming up.
Brandon Graham. Oh, that's right. Do you think Brandon Graham leaves?
Brandon Graham, I think, has one more year, but I think he's probably cuttable, is really at this point. Sweat is definitely up for a contract. And then Zach Braun, their linebacker. I was talking to a couple of Eagles fans.
That's a crazy pick.
Ian and Josh, give you a shout out.
Like, at first, obviously, the throw looked horrible, right? But when you slow it down, I mean, Mahomes is kind of getting decked, like, in the hip. So he's. I'm not trying to make an excuse for Mahomes.
No.
You know, but, like, he is kind of getting hit from the side and kind of just. I don't know. He was throwing it at the ground, but Brown made a great catch.
He made a great catch. And then, you know, Cooper Jean had the pick six. I mean, that whole backside secondary is young, other than Slay.
The core of the defense is young.
Very young. And they're the fourth youngest team in the NFL. So for the rest of us cheering for different teams, the Eagles might be a problem. Yeah. And then I've also looked into their next year's salary. They have just some older veteran cornerbacks that are due. Otherwise, the core of their team is all under contract the next 2 years.
Yeah, because they're all young. They've drafted all this talent.
They are.
They've literally drafted all this talent. I mean, what a load Jordan Davis is, too. 6'6", 336, but.
Yeah. So, God. The Eagles are going to be a problem for a couple years going forward, I think. So.
For sure. But on the other side of the ball, or the other. Whatever. You know what I mean?
The Chiefs?
Yeah. That old line. Do we want Smith here in Minnesota?
Ooh, I know. I've seen some really interesting X conversations about that. You know, like, oh, he didn't have a awesome Super Bowl. Maybe he'll be fired up for next year. I'm like,
arguably,
Super Bowl
none of that old line had a good Super Bowl.
Well, true. And then also, it's, you know, like any video game, you're guessing pass the whole time because they had to pass. So it's easy to pin your ears back
for
and
sure,
really get
for
after
sure.
them.
And then, again, not blitzing because you don't have to because the D-line was so dominant. It was just Juwan Taylor was going backwards the whole game. Mm-hmm. So were the what's their left tackle's name? Joe
Tooney?
Something, right? Yeah, Tooney.
Tooney.
He was going backwards the whole game, too. I mean, it was just It wasn't good. It wasn't a good look for the.
And then they had who's that D tackle? I heard our local football guy talking about maybe he's a free agent. Trying to think of what
the
it
Chiefs
is it the Chiefs or
what are you talking about?
Williams, I think is his last name.
Milton Williams.
Yes,
that's the Eagles.
Yeah,
the D tackle. Yeah. And we need one for the Vikes, but
I mean he's a possibility. But also, like you look at a snap percent, he only plays about 50% of the defense snaps.
Well, but you're going to be splitting that between you got Jordan Davis and doesn't Jalen Carter get down in D-tech? Yeah, Jalen Carter. Yeah. You know, so you got it's just a log jam.
I know.
So if he wants to play, maybe he doesn't sign, and the Vikings need to absolutely go pick him up then.
Yeah,
I mean because Bullard and Tillery are both gone, which I didn't know, or at least will be free agents. Yep. Or set to be. So they need to help there, not to go on a Vikings tangent. We'll get to the Vikes. Don't worry. We'll get to the Vikes. If you're a Vikes fan, stay on. We got a question for you in a minute. But, yeah, I don't really have much else to say about the Super Bowl. Just
halftime show.
Underwhelming.
It was solid. I thought the choreograph, the visuals were cool. I mean, I don't know a ton of that music. I mean, I know a little bit, a couple of the songs, but it was pretty solid.
Also, shout out Xavier Worthy, that catch towards the end of the game. Ooh, I mean, it was arguably garbage time at that point. But
it was garbage time.
That was a great catch.
It was a great catch. So. He has a bright future. Chiefs are getting a little older in the tooth, so it'll be interesting what Travis Kelce decides to do. I was kind of looking at...
They got some contract stuff, too, they got to worry about.
Yeah, they have, I mean, Bolton...
How many years did Chris Jones end up signing?
I think he's got at least one or two more left. He's due for a while.
But Bolton's a free agent at the moment?
Bolton's
or will be?
Yep, and...
Because Bolton kind of holds that defense together.
Yeah, you know, but he also had a really dumb play that kind of extended that drive on that personal foul on Saquon Barkley early in that game, too.
God, I think that's the one I made a note on. Late hit on Barkley in the second quarter.
Yeah.
It was early. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just an opportunity for the Chiefs to get off the field and maybe start to make it a game of it, and then
yeah, I think I wrote down that one was questionable for me, so I'm trying to remember that one at the moment.
It was like a tip pass on a little screen pass, and it was
Saquon still bobbling the ball when he
the ball was it was not near him. And it was I don't know it was like a half step too much.
Usually I can remember all the plays I make notes on, but that one like I made specific note on, so I don't know. I can't remember that one, I guess. But.
Yeah, it was just like a little forearm or double hand shove. But
it was one of those that kept the drive alive.
Yeah.
So. But Chiefs kind of shooting themselves in the foot, but the Eagles also playing outstanding, carried by their defense, and the offense just also answering and taking advantage of every opportunity given to them. So,
I did see another cool thing I wanted to bring up before the game. Excuse me. They had a Jimmy Johnson like AI tribute, and it was kind of an AI version of Jimmy Johnson, a young guy, like explaining his career and you know how he started playing football at Arkansas.
I must have missed that too.
And then there's like all the people that he met along the way. I didn't know. Well, Jimmy Johnson won a natty as a player, and his teammate was Jerry Jones.
Really?
Yes. So then when he started his coaching career, it was like Louisiana Tech, and one of his first recruits that he was recruiting was Mr. Quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers that won a couple Super Bowls.
Terry Bradshaw?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay.
So, and then when Jerry ended up after, another fun stat was, you know, Doug Flutie's Hail Mary, the famous one, that was against Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, that I didn't know.
So they lost that natty that year.
Huh.
Okay. But then they end up winning one.
What year was that again?
It was like 86, probably-ish, that Hail Mary bomb.
I was older than that. Yeah.
But then when Jerry bought the team, Jimmy was the first guy he called, and the rest is kind of history.
The rest is history. Yeah, for sure.
So check that out. It's probably somewhere on YouTube.
Other stats, whatever. Average record for U.S. viewers was 127.7 million.
It's a lot of people.
Nevada Sportsbooks made $22.1 million.
Ooh. I feel like that's
a little low. Yeah, it's a little low.
Was there any, like, comparing numbers to that?
I just, like, saw it, whatever. That was via ESPN, so thanks, ESPN. I stole that one from you.
But, okay.
Anyway, that's all I have about the Super Bowl. Eagles, do you think they get back next year? I think they have absolutely an opportunity.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, that's and Braun. They need Braun. If they sign him, they lose both D tackles. I mean, that were possibly Sweat and probably Graham. And then it's whether they need another offensive lineman. I know I was talking to my Eagles buddies, like Lane Johnson's getting a little old. But and then they're losing Beckham. Their guard.
Yeah.
So he's a free agent. And like the word on the street is they're probably not going to sign him again because he's only 26 and he's won a big contract. But even though the Eagles are in the middle of the pack and salary cap. So
sure.
So they got a little bit of money to play with.
Well, so we'll see.
Yes, the answer is yes. Yeah, right
I mean, I agree with you. I think I'm trying to think of who else could come out of the NFC. I mean, Washington. Lions. The look of Washington team is going to change a little bit. They're losing some free agents. The Lions got to get over that hump. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think they're losing anybody huge. The Lions.
They need to sign Davis. The cornerback is one, and then probably some more depth in that D line because obviously when Hutchinson went out,
it was a difference.
You saw the difference mm-hmm. a little bit. So
is that a spot for Max Crosby? I don't think they can afford him.
I don't think they can afford. Is he a free? Actually, a free?
No,
he's not a free.
No,
need a trade
there's just
for
all
him,
the yeah, all the rumors he, always yeah. about him being traded. But Myles Garrett is wanting to be traded, but they don't. They can't pay him.
I mean, both of them are probably going to demand at least two first-round picks, and you know, and then you got Myles Garrett. He's 30. He's got 2 years left on his contract, about an average about $17 million. And then Crosby's 28, and his salary for that he has 2 years left on his is like about $26 million. Why do I know all this?
Because you were just looking at salaries. You were just
looking at
all of that. So that makes sense. What about on the AFC side? Personally, I don't think the Chiefs will make it back to the Super Bowl for the fourth year in a row. I think that'll finally be the Bills or the Ravens' time to get back in the big game.
I mean, out of those teams you just named, I think the Ravens are going to be a little bit free agent. You know, they're I think left tackle's up.
Their defense was just up and down.
Defense.
All year too.
They got a couple guys that are going to be free agents. So they're going to have some holes to fill.
If Pittsburgh could figure out a quarterback,
well, true.
Maybe add a receiver.
They do need another receiver on the other side.
Find the next running back. I
wonder
Warren.
What the vibe on Pickens is in Pittsburgh. Do they love him, or are they kind of like that?
I feel like they like him, but Rooney said something like late in the season. Like he's got to mature a little bit or something.
Yeah, you know,
I thought.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing something.
I thought
like
he said something, but it would have been like late in the season. But I think like in general, they mm-hmm. like Pickens there. He's a player with big playability.
Yeah.
You know, so
the Bills are
just
pretty
needs
good.
Some help.
Yeah, the Bills are pretty good. I mean, they could use definitely another weapon. Other than Coleman and Shakir. The tight ends probably need to step up a little bit. But
if Cleveland got their quarterback situation figured out, would they be a quick flip? You know, could they get a wild card?
I mean, every year you get one or two teams that are in the top 10 that make the playoffs, so I mean, if they pick up, you know, what if Aaron Rodgers went there suddenly? But they also need a couple of receivers, too.
Aaron Rodgers is favored to go to the purple.
Is he?
Yeah, well, there's rumors circulating to fulfill. Actually, I think it was Ben that put it this way. To fulfill the prophecy, he has to come to the purple. But to be honest, if the Vikings were looking for a veteran, Aaron Rodgers comes to mind, obviously, maybe. But also, so does Russell Wilson. He was favored by Vegas to come to Minnesota last year. I don't see why he wouldn't be again.
Okay.
Because the Vikings are in a very similar situation with J.J. McCarthy coming off injury now, still in an unknown, like he was last year as a rookie, you know. Arguably, though, this would be a good time to just, and we're not expecting, I bet Vegas gives the Vikings 7 wins next year. I think it's going to be another, another expected.
Under 500?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What have they changed this year? Nothing. What are they going to change next year? I don't know. They have money, but they got holes to fill.
They got a lot of holes to
fill.
You know. And their schedule is
brutal.
Looks not very nice.
You know. And who knows who's starting at quarterback right now or running back. Aaron Jones is gone. Mm-hmm. Maybe he comes back for a cheaper deal or another one-year deal. Who knows? The secondary's torn apart. Harrison Smith could retire.
Yep.
Cameron Bynum might be the only one left in our secondary in Metellus.
No, but Bynum's not free agent, too.
Cameron Bynum is? Oh, you're right. Yeah, he is. So
the only one I think we really have signed is Blackman.
I think Metellus is signed too as a
he's a linebacker.
DB. He's like that middle.
I'll give you that. The hybrid version of it. Yeah. And we only have three draft
Metellus
picks.
Could play strong safety, but like he works in Flores defense because he can. He's his rover player, like you to call him. You can put him around wherever.
Well, they call that like a strong nickel. I think that's.
There is a rover. There's a rover. Yeah. You know, I like that. But anyway, we can talk about Vikings in a little bit. But yeah, anyway, because we're still on the Super Bowl. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's.
Well, we're gonna be there next year. So
that's it.
We
at
might
the
as
Super
well get
Bowl.
Used to it. Yeah.
We're gonna be at the Super Bowl next
Why not?
Year. Oh sweet.
One of these years.
News
right, Kev?
To me, Kev. Rob's paying. To have all of us go to the Super Bowl next year is what I heard. So
put that on the ticker.
Yeah, with that, with that, Kev, let's head right into our tent talk.
911. What's your emergency?
And to start off, our tent talk, injuries like we normally do. I don't think there was anything, so I just put the Chiefs O-line's feelings are probably pretty injured today. so
maybe Taylor Swift's and definitely Travis Kelce's.
Yeah. Does he come back next year?
No.
Hard to say.
I'm going
to
say no.
You don't think so?
I'm going to say that was it. God, maybe he'll run it back one more time.
Will he?
Yeah, I think it depends on him and how his body feels. He was healthy all year, you know?
Well... Kind of. I think he started banged up, and he didn't really get going for a minute.
Yeah. But which is really interesting about Travis Kelce in this game, I thought where we talked about...
I thought he'd go over 100 yards.
Well, because he's really successful against zone defense, and the Eagles run a ton of zone, but they...
Well, let's be real. Mahomes didn't have time to do much.
Fair.
Like, he always... Like, before he even got to the back of his drop, he had to already be looking for an escape route.
Yep.
You know? So,
They need number one receiver, too.
But
they could really use a true number one receiver.
Because Xavier Worthy should be kind of that. I keep comparing him to Debo. Yes, I know Debo's different, but bigger frame, all that, you know. But which we'll get to Debo. But I agree with you. They need that number one receiver. Is Cooper Kupp enough?
No.
Enough of a receiver to be one in Kansas City?
No.
Would he be an upgrade? I mean, he'd be an upgrade over D-Hop right now, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And Juju, you know, but...
He would definitely be an upgrade in that aspect, but he's still not a true number one that's in demand number one cornerback attention.
So you were looking up money.
Yes.
Does Kansas City have enough money to go get T. Higgins?
I mean, they're like,
T. Higgins has arguably earned a chance to be somebody's number one, and he's the biggest free agent probably this season. At the moment.
Of course, my computer logged out, so I can't...
Perfect.
You know exactly how that works.
For sure.
I feel like they were in the middle of the road-ish.
So maybe.
But, I was looking, he's probably going to get $25 million is kind of his projected yearly.
The Chiefs do have a couple of guys they got to re-sign. They probably don't re-sign Smith.
You know. Right now, I feel like he's going to go to, like, Jacksonville, or I also could see Carolina, and Washington has a ton of money.
That'd be there's a good chance he could end up in Washington.
I don't know. I mean,
scary Terry.
Is would New England be a spot where you'd want to go yet? You know, I feel like that team has so many holes. So I don't know.
I think it would add a lot to their offense, though. I think he would excel in Washington. I like that over Jacksonville.
I think he'll excel anywhere as he goes, but I mean he's a true number one receiver in the NFL. So,
well,
there's a lot of
places. Kansas City needs a true number one, so we'll see. Graham, let us know. Does Kansas City go try to acquire T. Higgins? Let's see. Just a couple little things. Rodgers and Jets most likely splitting up on our Rodgers watch, if you will. So I did see that, a little bit of a mutual thing. C.J. Mosley, their Jets linebacker, did come out and say something along the lines, what was it, that he shouldn't leave New York with his head down, you know, but it wasn't all bad. So
maybe
all
he'll just
him, maybe, but
maybe he'll just go to the Giants.
Maybe he'll just ride off in the sunset. I doubt it. He can't go out like that.
My Niners buddy wants him to go to San Fran.
Oh, now that's interesting. I didn't think about that.
You give it a run. But then you're like, what do you do with Brock Purdy, you know?
Yeah.
That would be an awkward spot.
Hey, Brock, we got to have you sit for a year, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to sign you to a big deal. We got to sit.
Yeah.
And then we're going to bring in A-Rod.
This is only your fourth year in the NFL, but so just take a seat.
That would be awkward. If you're Brock, you'd like not. No, that's not going to happen.
But it
would be a good fit, though.
But Rodgers technically is under contract, right? So the Jets have to cut him.
I don't think so. I thought he only signed a 2-year deal.
Or probably a team option third. Yeah, I think you're right.
But I think he's a legitimate free agent.
Because March 1st is the big day when rosters, like bonus.
March 10th, you said?
Keeps coming, March 10th, somewhere in there.
It's early March. Yeah, it's early March.
So that'll be our first big movement of players in the NFL, or maybe not quite movement.
Jets also apparently told Rodgers that he can't really appear on the Pat McAfee show or something.
Yeah, they did it, yeah.
So that's, like, now you're telling the guy how to live his life. He's not going to live. It's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. He's going to have enough ego to be like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, okay, here's one. Aaron Rodgers to Steelers. Ooh, wouldn't it be a horrible fit? But, again, weapons. You got George Pickens and Freiermuth.
Yeah.
That's it.
And two running backs that aren't really number one running backs.
No, I like Jalen Warren.
I like him, but you know, and with Najee, but you know, is he a true?
They're not bringing him back. I think he's a free agent.
Yeah, too. I think Najee's gone. But is Warren taking the 20-25? You know, carries slash.
I don't think he can handle it all season.
That's what I'm saying.
You do need another back to kind of split that. Watch Najee. Sorry, I was listening to you, but then also my mind's like, oh, Najee's going to end up in Minnesota.
He could.
I know. Which I don't mind if we could also, I'm okay with it if we can re-sign Aaron Jones to one more year. Just one more year.
One more?
For a cheap deal.
So that'd be our Thunder lining?
A respectful deal because he played well for us when he was healthy and split the carry. So hopefully we get Aaron Jones all season. And then you get the power with Najee, maybe. I don't know. That was awkward. I should not do that ever again.
I mean, Aaron Jones' last few games, you could tell that, you know, he was banged up.
And gassed a little bit,
the end of the season.
But he's a little bit different when he's healthy. He's different.
He is.
You know, so he's not Saquon, but he's different.
Yeah, I mean, if he gave us 10 to 15, you know, snaps, or not snaps. I keep saying snaps, like these, but like... touches. That's the word I'm looking for. He could handle that. But I take Najee. One thing nice about Najee, doesn't fumble. He fumbled for his first time in his career.
Which is true, which is crazy. Like
last.
I think we even brought it up when he did, and we were like, no, that's not right. And then we looked at him like, no, that's true.
No, I was right.
Yeah, so
I was the one that's
that
told
true. And we do need, you were. Good job. We do need ball security here, you know.
Well, yes, because I think we have a lot of bad taste in our mouth from Madison when he became our featured back.
They started really turning the ball over, out.
You know. So
I was really gung ho on him. Anyway,
but yeah, I mean, he'd be a nice fit. We need a running back if with only three draft picks, there are some running backs available that I do like in the draft.
For sure.
We can look at. This is
we'll have a draft show.
Deep NFL running back draft this year.
For sure. Sorry that we've sidebarred on the Vikings again. On an Aaron Rodgers news bit. So moving on to the next news bit. Don't worry, there's more Vikings to come probably. Deebo Samuel gets permission to find a trade.
I'll take him with the Vikings.
How the heck? Here we go. How does that work though? You know, gets granted permission to find a trade, like for a player. Like I don't understand when they word it that way. Like the player's agent is now calling around to teams.
Yes.
Like,
because I don't think you can do that otherwise. I think that's against the rules.
Yeah, it's just so weird,
shop.
Though, to have them shop themselves kind of, you know, and go find somewhere to go.
Well, I think it's the same thing Barkley did last year. They said, hey, because the Giants had a team option, so they could have signed him or matched whoever, you know, offered last year.
Right.
So that's kind of the same scenario. So they probably said, go get the market value so we know what your market value is.
I mean, which is, God, I think we brought that up early in the season about somebody else, too. Oh, I can't remember, but anyway.
Well, I mean, that's what they did to Barkley.
Do you see Deebo and, like, God, I don't know where they are money-wise, though.
Oh, the 49ers? They're hurting.
No, not the Niners. I know they're hurting. I'm talking, what about Houston?
I think they're okay.
Would a Debo work in Houston?
They do need another receiver badly.
Receiver, and you can run them out of the backfield, you know, if when Joe Mixon goes down, you know.
They need a tackle, too.
I'm just trying to think where a good spot that Debo could land. I'd imagine he wants to play for somebody who could potentially contend.
Houston would be a great spot for them. Like, I honestly, Houston right now, this part of the season, is, I feel like, my early dark horse for making the AFC Championship next year.
Fair enough, to make the championship at least. Fair enough.
I just think they have the squad. They're slowly building it.
They've shown different things this year. Yeah. I think they felt better last year to me when they got smoked by the Vikes in the second week of the season. I mean, yeah, it's early, but that was a huge surprise to me. They didn't have Joe Mixon either that day, which was a big deal. But they still lost 35-0 or whatever it was. It was ridiculous.
But I mean, they're set up. They're kind of set up to win right now. And you know, I don't know exactly what their draft pick scenario is, but if they could pick up a two to play with Nico, and then who's the guy?
Debo could do. Was that Tank Dell?
Tank Dell.
Yeah, Tank Dell. Which you can't count on him coming back.
Exactly.
You know. So,
and then a tackle, and then defensively they were pretty. I mean, everyone could always use another cornerback or a secondary guy.
I don't see like T. Higgins going to the Texans, though. I don't know if he would go there.
No, because you already have Nico Collins. So right.
you need his. Not backup. I don't know what I'm trying to.
His Batman to his Robin?
His Robin to his Batman. But yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. There's a word for it. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. But
I feel like Debo would be a better fit than T. Higgins. T. Higgins wants to be. I mean, he doesn't want to be the one. So he's the one to see the most targets. And if he goes to Houston, I don't think he's going to see the most targets, you know, or share them. And then he's back in the same scenario he was in Cincy.
For sure. I mean, if Diggs is healthy enough, they could bring him back, but I can't count on that either. You know, Diggs is getting up there in age as well to come back from an injury. So,
and who knows what he did to that locker room?
Yeah,
you know, because
maybe Debo's the play.
You know,
maybe they really do need to go get him.
Trade one Debo for another.
There's
Debo
rumors that Ayuk could also be, even after signing that deal last year, that Ayuk could be on the move because of money. So who knows? You know, Ayuk could be a guy for me that could end up, again, money, I don't know. But San Fran might have to eat some of it for him to go to like somewhere like Buffalo or something that could use another receiver. But they're almost, they need some pieces too.
Yeah. I mean, I can see Debo definitely getting traded, I think, before Ayuk.
No, for sure. I mean, already granting him permission, he's as good as gone at this point. It's just a matter of finding the suitor.
Yeah. And San Francisco needs to get younger, you know.
For sure.
And cheaper. Especially, it all depends what they do with Brock. Brock is that one scenario where, like, what are they going to sign him to? $40 million? I mean, that changes their whole salary cap and the rest of their view of their team, you know? And I did San Francisco's, would you say San Francisco's window has passed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now with all the contract stuff, I 100% think their window's passed.
Who else would you say as a team? Their window, would you say Baltimore?
I don't know. I'm somehow still holding out hope for Baltimore, and I'm not a Baltimore fan or anything, and I don't have any good information to go off on that.
Or would you say the Lions?
I was just about to bring up the Lions. It's not closed. Like the Lions are the favorite for me to win the NFC North next year, 100%.
Okay.
But, like, the Packers are in a weird place. They're in trouble. The Vikings are clearly rebuilding and just got lucky last year, in my opinion. Skull Vikes, we're winning the Super Bowl next year, though. Same thing.
Do you think the Packers need a number one receiver?
Yes.
You don't think they have one right now?
No.
All right, they got a bunch of twos.
I think Christian Watson started showing up. I think he's redeemed himself for me to become a 2A receiver, okay. You know.
Still not the,
I don't think
the
he,
one that I'm talking about.
I don't even think he's a 1B for me. Like, I don't think he's got – it's just
– Jalen Reed probably.
Nah, I like Reed. I like Jalen Reed.
I like all their young receivers.
You know, but Jalen Reed to me is as good as Naylor is for the Vikings. You know what I mean? So,
I gotcha.
I like Dontavian Wicks.
Actually, I would say Reed's better than Naylor, but
– I like Dontavian – I would agree. But I like Dontavian – he'd play the same role, though.
Yeah, I gotcha. I get
but it. I like Dontavian Wicks. Mm-hmm. They got two – tight ends, Kraft and
Romeo Doubs too.
And they, oh yeah, okay, Romeo Doubs.
I think he'd be their closest one to the true one.
He's also a 2A for me, but
Does he have breakaway speed?
Arguably, I don't know if I don't know.
I mean, because that's usually what you
where
want
are they
on
at
your
money wise.
Oh, I think they're middle of the road.
Middle of the road, middle pack. See, I think the Packers will do something goofy and go like. Go get DeAndre Hopkins or something. You know what I mean? Like, who I also see could
or
you know,
like
go
Chris
back
Godwin.
To Texans, but see, but that would be a good move for the Packers, I think. Chris Godwin,
because I think we were talking last week. We had Higgins, Kupp, Godwin, Mari Cooper, kind of the
D Hop,
kind of that, or Diggs. I'd say Diggs is higher than D Hop.
Yeah, probably.
Are your top five receivers?
I forget Amari Cooper's out there. I still like Amari Cooper. He's sneaky. I think Amari Cooper in, like, Washington would be cool.
I could see
him
going Washington. A veteran. He wants to go probably a winning team.
Well, for sure.
You know, at this point
in his
career.
All those receivers we just listed probably want to go to some sort of a winning team rather than chasing the money.
Oh, Higgins chasing money.
Well, he should.
Yeah.
He needs to get paid. He needs to get that fat payday. And then after that, maybe he'll be
Godwin would be the interesting one. I think he's that in-between. I think he wants to get paid to at least go to a contending team. I don't think he's
a playoff team.
Yeah.
No.
Like I could see him in Houston. He'd be great in Houston. Great
Godwin.
Slot receiver to go on the same side of Nico Collins.
Take Diggs spot.
Yes. Yeah. I think he would be but the same thing. He can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's his toughest part. So
like you always say, best ability is availability.
Yes, sir. Actually,
quote Rob.
I think Bud Grant actually said that, but I'll take
well,
it.
Well, quote Rob, Banner with the Boys.
There it is.
Let's see. Coaching real quick before we just want to touch on the awards because there's just some funny things that just make me giggle as a Vikings fan that I want to share with everybody. But anyway.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Kellen Moore, though, takes the Saints head coaching job. We knew that was going to happen.
Congratulations, Kellen.
After the Super Bowl happened. Yeah, good luck. Maybe that's a good combination, though, him and Derek Carr. No?
I don't know. That team's... They're
in trouble.
They're
that defense is
trouble.
Old.
They're old. Derek Carr's salary this year is
ridiculous.
$51 million.
He's not worth $51
million. The 15th best quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
you know?
He's not... Oh, Kirk Cousins is going to be available. No, I'm just kidding.
That is true.
I could put Kirk Cousins on any team in the league other than, like, the big boys, the Chiefs, Baltimore, you know, Bills, all the ones that already have the quarterbacks taken.
Kirk needs to go somewhere with a running back, a decent running back.
He was just there.
And a line.
He was just there. He had Bijan. And then the wheels fell off for him. He just started throwing picks and seeing ghosts.
True.
You know?
Think he's done?
Kirk, nah, I think he gets one more deal. It's going to be somewhere like, I was just thinking today where he could go. I think it's going to be somewhere like Cleveland, who really doesn't know what they're going to be doing at quarterback. I don't think the answer is Jameis. I love Jameis, but I don't think they're going to bring him back. I don't think they want to roll with DTR, you know, so I think it's going to, could be Kirk Cousins, who was already rumored to get traded there at some point. Gosh, there's one other team I thought about today, too.
Where Kirko can
for old Kirko. Let me just think real
quick. Any of the
quick,
New York
I
teams?
Nah. I mean.
They both need one.
No. Oh, it was Vegas. I thought about Vegas.
Vegas
today,
also needs a quarterback.
That's what I think. I think Vegas will draft one, but do they bring in Kirk? And then does Kirk lose his job again to a rookie 2 years in a row? You know,
I don't think Vegas is having unless they move up in the draft. I don't think they're having an opportunity at a quarterback. Actually,
where are they at?
Six.
Well,
so
but you don't know who's going to fall. Like, I think there's going to be a fall.
Who? Shador is the only one that's going to fall. If anybody,
that's who I'm thinking is going to fall.
Okay.
And I think that's who Vegas wants, though.
Okay.
Is Shador. Like, I think they like that fit.
Where do you think Sam goes if you had to pick a team right now?
That'd be another, like, for Aaron Rodgers, like you said, I think San Francisco would be a perfect pick for Sam Darnold. But I, that again, with the Brock Purdy thing, I don't think it's realistic.
I think Vegas. I'm feeling Vegas
You think
right
Vegas?
Now.
See, I'm thinking, like, I think he goes back to New York, but in a Giants uniform.
Is that, or you went back to New York?
But in Giants, you know.
But what if, who's the head coach?
That'd be crazy.
Who's the head
Jets
coach
fan.
Now in Vegas?
Pete Carroll.
Who's his old quarterback?
Well,
Russell Wilson.
So we thought. I thought about that today too, but I was like, "Do they want that reunion, Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson?"
Yeah, maybe they had a divorce.
That's what I mean. I can't remember how that went down. So like, somebody else brought that up in my chat today, and I was like, "I don't know." I thought about it. You know,
there's a lot
I was
of
like,
interesting
oh,
ways
okay.
that this stuff could go.
But I don't know. I know he's not going to be in Pittsburgh, allegedly. So. Let's see. The other thing I just want to mention quick. Let's see. Not quick. We can touch on things. MVP Josh Allen, whatever. That was a crapshoot. There was a couple options. I really think.
You could have made an argument for either yeah. Lamar or him.
Yeah. This one seems
or
to be.
Or Barkley. Actually, Barkley.
I know. Saquon, that's what I mean. So, I don't know. You were right with any three. Any of the three.
Yeah.
You know. So, Coach of the Year. KOC, skull of the bowl. We knew that. Lions fans are extremely upset about this. D'Angelo, are you upset about this? D'Angelo, are you upset about this? I hope he's either watching Facebook Live, YouTube, or listening on Spotify.
Who won it last year?
Oh, Dan Quinn? No. Not Dan Quinn. That doesn't make
Kevin's
sense.
Kevin's on it out there. I can hear him clucking the ivory
clucking,
over there.
But people are upset. Let's see.
Kevin Stefanski.
Stefanski, that's right, for the Browns. That's weird.
Now he's
now
on
he's
the hot
on
seat.
2022, Brian Daboll, okay. So.
And he's on the hot seat. Like, oh, great, this is a bad trend.
Yeah, yeah, this is not a good. Mike Vrabel got fired, and he was 21.
Uh-oh.
This
Uh-oh.
Is not good.
I don't know if we want to keep going back.
Oh, my God. Not good.
What? How did he win as a Vikings?
There's no way. Oh. John Harbaugh.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
he's still there.
All right, Matt Nagy got fired.
Oh no!
So okay. So we not
we
a good track record for Coach of the Year. But anyway, Lions fans are upset because they think because that was the best record in Lions franchise history, and you know everything they dealt with. Which don't get me wrong, they dealt with some injuries too. That DC Dan Campbell should be Coach of the Year. Blah blah blah. My argument to that is, you guys did everything that was expected of yourself. That's the thing. Other
True.
Than keep winning in the playoffs.
True.
You know, now 15-2 is crazy. I don't think that was expected of them. I don't know what they were favored to win, but probably at least 13-plus. You know, 14-plus mm-hmm. even. But, like, what KOC was able to do with Sam Darnold is remarkable. I don't know if Sam Darnold will repeat next year. So and the Vikings were slated to win 6 games.
Yep.
And won 14. And were in it at the end of the season to win the division and get the one seed. Did they get it? No, of course not. So, yeah. Again, that's another argument towards Dan Campbell, for sure.
But like
winning that big game at the end of the season.
But like you were saying, the Lions were expected to, A, win the division, in which they did. There's an argument. I'll give an argument for Campbell that, you know, you could say that he was a close 1A or 1B to that.
What about like a guy like Dan Quinn.
Well, that's what I was also. But they just made the wild card too, so they were 9-10-7. I think they were.
Sure, but taking a rookie quarterback to
agreed,
which is a testament to Cliff Kingsbury too. But you know, and obviously Jaden McDaniels being
the second worst team last year,
right? So, you know,
I'd almost go Dan Quinn actually.
Go him over Dan Campbell. I still like the argument for KOC.
I agree, just because we weren't expected to do
it. I also like the argument for Sam Darnold for comeback play of the year, which we'll touch on in a second.
Okay.
But, so there's that.
It's kind of like the MVP. You could make an argument, I think, between
sure,
a couple guys.
Sure. There's always going to be a couple that are close. But for comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow, getting it. I thought Sam Darnold could have made an argument for that. I don't know who the finalists were. I should have probably figured that out. But
How do you get
J.K. Dobbins, who actually got second, who did have a good season for the Chargers.
He did, but until he didn't finish the year out. But,
yeah, and then the playoffs, it wasn't good. Sam Darnold got third. DeMar Hamlin again, who did actually play a lot more this season for the Bills.
He did.
You know, everybody last year was like, no, you can't go ahead. Yeah, he died, but, like, he didn't play, blah, blah, blah. Special teams only. Well, he was playing this year. So I like that argument this year. And then
I think he's a free agent.
And then Christian Gonzalez. I think he's a corner for the New England Patriots.
Yep.
I wonder if he got injured last year. I can't remember, but so.
Well, he must have.
I don't hate Joe Burrow over, you know what I mean?
And it's more fun name to give Joe Burrow an award.
Yeah, well, I watch out for the Bengals.
You calling it right now?
I don't know about AFC Championship game, but I think they're back to the playoffs. I think they're going to be tough.
Okay.
The way they ended, they're going to ride that high for sure. Uh-huh. And I don't think they're losing a ton.
No, I don't
think I think they even have I think they're going to be are they a middle of the road team on the salary stuff? Do you remember?
I think they're in the top third.
Okay. Yeah. So I think they could make some moves, even losing T. Higgins, you know, make some smaller moves, kind of like what the Vikes did, the Van Ginkle, the Cashmans, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Grenard, you know, was a bigger one. But let's see. Offensive player of the year, Saquon, Lamar Jackson, well, Jamar Chase, Derrick Henry, Joe Burrow. I don't think that's an argument right there. We all knew that would happen. Defensive player of the year, Patrick Surtain.
Ooh, who's the NFC? Grenard? Van Winkle? Van Dinkle? Van Ginkle.
Let's see.
Do you have it?
Player that was just...
Because we were debating
that was just overall defensive player of the year.
Oh, maybe they don't have an NFC, AFC? Because we were talking about it earlier this year.
Offensive rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels.
Well, we're talking about defensive player of the year. Just because mainly all the NFC defensive players that are all the studs got hurt.
Right.
You know, Hutch got hurt.
Literally. They were all, the finalists were all AFC.
Okay.
Offensive rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels. So I've seen some people upset that Bo Nix didn't get the nod there, but.
Come on, meow.
Yeah, I know. Defensive rookie of the year, Jared Verse. That dude was a monster.
He was a beast. Old Seminole right there, Florida State.
Let's see. The moment of the year, if you will.
Ooh, what's the moment of the year?
Jaden Daniels, game-winning Hail Mary throw versus the Bears.
Was that
when the Bears DB was looking in the field? Yeah.
And then he runs over and tips it to the guy. Yeah, tips it.
Oh, my God.
And then they didn't win a game the rest of the year. Wow.
I always love this one. Walter Payton, NFL Man of the Year. Eric Armstead, Jaguars D lineman.
Yeah, I did see. I think they gifted him that at the Super Bowl.
And they also mentioned these fellas, the Hall of Fame class 2025. Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, Sterling Sharp.
And?
That's the only four on the list.
Ooh, there's no Jared. Oh, you already had?
Yeah, Jared Allen. I said him after Eric Allen. I did it fast. Yeah. So. But yeah, Jared Allen.
I was trying to think. They were talking about who's got snubbed out of that list. I can't do that.
There was one main one that kind of came out.
One, yeah. I guess I researched everything else besides that today.
Yeah. Whatever. Lots of awards. All good. But
it was overall a great season. It was fun. There was a lot of, you know, top-end teams. That did what they were supposed to do. There was a couple surprises. Redskins or the Commanders. That's probably the fifth time I said that this year.
Oh, well.
Who else was a surprise team you thought for this
year? Surprise team this year?
The Chargers?
I mean, the Vikings, obviously.
Obviously, the Vikings.
The Chargers was more of a surprise that they bounced back so fast, but let's see if they can build on any of that.
Denver? Let's
see if J.K. Dobbins. That was a surprise. Because especially with Bo Nix and Sean Payton, didn't look like they were clicking early on in the season.
Yeah.
But then they must have figured it out because then all of a sudden he was lighting it up. So that kind of concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Sean Payton with a good quarterback before. So
Denver needs a running back.
They do. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to draft running. I think, again, this season, like we've stated all year, the Derrick Henry, the Saquon Barkley, watching the college, Genty, you know, running backs are back. And I'm curious how many get drafted in the first two rounds.
Well, look at the four teams that remained in this, you know, to go to the Super Bowl. You had the Bills, James Cook.
Yep.
Ravens, Henry. Eagles, Barkley. And then you got the Chiefs I mean, I wouldn't say Pacheco is a...
Let's say Pacheco comboed with Kareem Hunt. Because Kareem started coming on strong late.
But still, they all had in common. They all had Pro Bowl level running backs. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of interesting. We've been talking about all year. This is like the return of the running backs this year.
So before we end this show then, Vikings. This is our Vikings talk. Okay. So if you're not a Vikings fan, whatever, I guess, whatever. Dom says... Yo, yo, fellas.
What up, Dom?
Hey, Dom, what do the Vikings need to do here this offseason? What are you looking for them to do? What's your question? Like, who do they need to draft?
Oh, yeah, the Vikings, you know, their first pick, do they go... I'll throw that on there for the last 5 minutes if I can. I don't know if it launched.
Maybe.
It did launch. There, I did.
There it is.
Pool,
all right, boom.
There you can vote on there. We threw up a little...
Do the Vikings draft offense or defense first? In the first round, because right now they have a first round pick and what did you say? Two fifths. So
my feeling is if Gentry falls or I don't know if I want
to
take.
He's not falling to the Vikes though.
I mean, you never know. Everyone always falls, but I think the hype's going to be too big on them. And everyone, there's enough teams that
would
like to run
back. The Vikes are sitting at 24 right now.
They're at 24. I think I have Gentry probably about 16 is where I think I have him kind of going.
Allegedly, the Bears could take him at 10. He's favored there a lot.
Yeah, but they need a tackle.
They need a lot.
Their left tackle, I think, is their only guy they really want. The other four could all be replaced. But they have Trayvon Henderson from Ohio State I really like, too. But honestly, if we could trade back to get a couple twos.
That's what I'm saying.
Or two and two threes. Like, I think that's a better move for us because we have so many gaps to fill. But us with 60-some-odd million left in the salary cap, I think we could be
plus two.
We could be very aggressive and fill a lot of those gaps.
But we need a lot of gaps filled. That's the problem.
On the offensive side, you know, a guard, I want to keep – we got Bradbury on contract for one more year. Most people want to get rid of him. But I'd rather replace one of the guards and then Bradbury still be good enough. We need a running back for sure, whether we do that in free agency. A slot receiver would be nice. Defensively,
I think receiver's pretty low on our list.
True, I would agree. It is probably like sixth on the list.
And I'd imagine Josh Oliver is set to be a free agent for us, right?
I don't know, actually.
Because what if... I don't know if your buddy brought it up last time we went live, but what if we traded TJ Hockenson away for some draft capital? Keep the first or still trade back maybe and get some seconds and thirds maybe, but...
I don't think there's that value you get out of a 7-8 year vet in the NFL. That's where he's probably at now, isn't he? I think he's 27, 28. I mean, he did a full 3-4 years
and
at Cleveland.
Arguably, he was
Detroit.
Top three tight end in the league. And then this year, obviously, he started unhealthy the first half of the season. And he never... It was really off here. He never really gained any ground this season, so he needs a rebound season next year. But
and his contract's high. I just don't see him
somebody taking a shot to
very
want
tradable.
Him. Yeah.
There's a really fun tight end in the draft this year, Warner out of Penn State. He's gonna be
well, and that's what I mean though. Trade TJ if you could. Get a couple picks, and you have to take a tight end with one of them, you know. But
I think it's Warner and Loveland out of Michigan are the kind of the top two tight ends in the draft this year.
So
I've been staring at way too much drafts.
This is crazy. This person on X says the Vikings starting lineup next year: Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, JJ, Jordan Addison, Devontae Adams, TJ Hockenson, Darisaw, Tyler Booker, left guard. Don't know where he's out of.
He's the Alabama.
So that's the draft pick
guard.
Then. Drew Dahlman, center.
Atlanta.
Is he a free agent?
Yep.
I didn't. Okay. The guard out of Philly, and then Brian O'Neill.
Beckton.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could all
we
happen.
All can wish
that's
and dream.
Funny part.
Yeah, exactly,
it could all happen.
You know.
But I don't think that's a very scary offense to me. I mean, yeah, JJ and Jordan Addison, but like putting everything on Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Oh God, that
unless
would be
Aaron's
crazy
coming
if
here for a dollar.
Yeah. How much of a discount do you think somebody like Aaron Rodgers takes to go sign with anybody, and not just the Vikes? But
I think a minimum 20 mil
for 1 year deal.
Yep. I think that's what he'd demand.
You don't think he'd play for anything less? That's at any point in his career. Because what is he 38 years old right now?
Yeah,
probably older than that. What am I talking about? I bet.
But he's not going to go and take less money than like
41.
Geno Smith. You know, so. But on the defensive side, we need definitely interior. Linebackers were good, and then secondary.
Yeah, losing Bullard and Tillery, interior right now. Yeah, pass rushers.
There's a handful of good safeties.
I'm high on JVM Holland if we don't bring back Cam Bynum.
You got Holland from the Dolphins, yeah. And then you have Starks. He's going to be from Georgia. He's going to be probably one of the top. Safety's off the board.
Yeah, I'm scared to take safety now. I got PTSD taking
Lewisine.
Yeah, passing over Kyle Hamilton to take Lewisine. Yeah,
we did pass over.
No,
Hamilton.
He went early, yeah. But we could have had him.
But Lewisine just won a Super Bowl.
I know. And then Harrison Smith, like who knows? And then all of our corners are all gone. Like we've predicted, we'll probably overpay for Byron Murphy to keep him here,
mm-hmm.
2-3 year deal, whatever.
And then we got Blackman coming back off of injury.
Well, let's hope he's good to go. And then otherwise, we probably got to use one of those fifth rounders mm-hmm. on a corner.
Yeah. I don't know if we all remember, like during the preseason, us scrambling to get cornerbacks.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Shaq Griffin and Gilmore were late additions.
Both of them, yeah.
So I don't expect either one of them back, but we have to keep Murphy probably at this point.
Well, if
it's him and Metellus would be like the only returning DB.
I mean, if either of those, if Griffin or Gilmore return, we're almost where we were last year.
If one of them returns, we're in trouble. They want to just play the nickel, whatever, I guess. Mm-hmm. If we can have, if Blackman's can be a number two corner for us, we're okay having 1B Byron Murphy be our number one corner. Arguably, maybe 2A.
Yeah, I want DJ Reed out of the Jets. That's who I want the Vikings to go after.
He's a free agent.
Yeah. So if you got Holland and Reed, I think. And
make
then,
me feel better.
Then you'd fill in the gaps. I think, who knows?
I could be completely wrong on Holland, but I think he would fit. I think. And he's already played for Flores before. You know what I mean? I think they just. It's like Van Ginkle coming here. You know, the fit is too perfect. So we'll see.
And Miami's got a little salary cap issues, too. So we'll see who they dump on that defensive side, too.
Right. True. So, might be another easy pickup for the Vikes, but
yeah.
With the money that they have. But, I mean, that's it, man.
That's it.
That's the season.
It was a good season, brother.
It's wrapped.
We didn't win the Super Bowl this year, but we felt like we had a chip in a chair there for a minute.
But 25-26 season, skull to the bowl.
Building it back up, baby. Here we go.
Already building. Already looking forward. We're going to have a great draft somehow magically.
Yeah.
Maybe J.J. McCarthy. Maybe Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. We're saying lots of things, but we got all offseason to figure that out. But as always... Appreciate you being here, Rob.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, my first year on.
I thought it was great.
It's
better than me.
Maybe
we'll relegate me. Maybe we should look at that. But
Well, that puts all the pressure on me. Then I have to really perform.
Perfect. Maybe I'll do better then. But anyway, thanks, Kev, as always, putting the thing together, running both of our shows, Fast Laps Formula One, coming up in March. Look forward to that as the new season kicks off there. Look for our draft episode, which will come in the near future for Gridiron Updates as well.
Yep.
Don't forget to get your 4-pack of Cappies on Amazon for your next event to not only help open the cans, but also cover them and keep the mosquitoes or anything, I guess, undesirable out of them.
Yes, sir.
But
it was fun. I'm excited. I'm also excited for some summer.
Yeah. No, I hear you. We need the warm weather here. But with that...
Big old shout out to the wife, the kids... Everyone that watches all season long, giving us, you know, this takes some time for us to put this together and do a little bit of research and watch a ton of football.
So with that, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. And with that, don't worry, not next season. It's just till next time. We'll see you soon.
Horns up.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.